Travel Mum.
And as ever, on a Monday afternoon, Travel Mum joins us, Andrea Bailey. How are you doing?
Hi, Mark. Just recovering from a really bad cold. So if I sound a bit hoarse, well, okay. I can be excused.
Okay, can actually make you sound better, you know.
Yeah.
Can it? You know,
yeah,
it can make get the real vocal, the rich vocal cords going.
Sultry tones.
And we've also got the new generation with us as well.
Yes, I've got my seven-year-old making her debut today, Kazayo. Do you want to say hi?
Hello.
Hello. Nice to see you, Kazayo. Nice name. So, we are talking family travel. Where are you going to be taking us this week?
I was looking at a very interesting destination because we've got, you know, when you have direct flights that go somewhere, it just opens up that destination to just, you know, the travel possibilities. And Nice and Provence and the French Riviera, especially, just such a beautiful place. I'm not sure if you've been, Mark, Serena,
no.
But...
not yet.
I've been to Nice, yeah.
Yeah, so absolutely gorgeous.
Gorgeous
and
place.
I was there a week ago and I remember, I mean, the people that I was talking to, you know, they kept saying, oh, I can't believe Dubai has a direct flight to Nice because a lot of them had traveled from other places. There was an event happening and they had to fly through Paris and get there. And they were just so surprised. I said, you know, it really does make a difference when you've got a direct flight. It just, it changes the game.
Yeah. Especially with a family, especially with the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's brilliant. 6.5 hours, you're there.
Mm. Okay, so why are kids going to love heading out to Provence?
Yeah, now this place was interesting because you can do the region of Provence and then you do the coast as well, the Côte d'Azur as they call it, the French Riviera. Now Provence, as you know, is lots of lavender fields, it's green, you've got the little villages, you know, tucked around the mountainsides. And this place that I stayed at, Mark, was really interesting. It was a Club Med property. Now it was my first time there and there was an event happening, like I said, and it was so interesting because they had it all covered. They've got, you know, a huge, huge property. They take care of their children, your children actually, like their own. So there's activities from morning to evening just to keep them busy. And the surroundings, and it was just going back to nature. It was just being able to hear those birds in the morning, you know, when you wake up and just looking out and you see all these trees. It was fabulous.
Almost sounds like a summer camp for the kids.
And for the adults, I have to say, because this is actually kind of an answer to the discussion that was on earlier today about the, you know, the traveling without children. And this is kind of I would say an answer to that, because you could go with your kids, but it's almost like you're all alone at the same time because they're just having a great time on their own.
So when you're talking about Club Med, do you mean like all inclusive?
Yes, absolutely. So this is where you book and you pay for everything in advance.
Amazing.
And they take care of, and the food's amazing. I mean, the way they just prepare it, everything's delicious. The property's amazing. And this is a standard of Club Med worldwide. It's not just this one property. So they've got several properties around the world and they're really, really amazing. So
have you done a Club Med before, Mark?
No, I haven't, no.
It sounds great because especially with kids, just being able to rock up and everything's paid for and you don't have to worry about, and you know, carrying money or exchanging money.
Yeah. And a good mix would be, I would say, do a few days at a property like this and then do a few days at the coast as well. You know, you get a bit of both. You get a bit of the villages and the mountainsides and then you come down to the coast as well. Yeah. You're in Nice, you can go to Cannes, you know, do all of that.
So what's the ideal age when it comes to, you know, taking the kids to a property like this?
You know, Club Med, I would say, when I was there, I saw babies, infants,
really?
Right up to teenagers because they've got kids clubs for all ages. And in the mornings I would hear, you know, these GEs and GOs, as they're called gentle organizers, walking the kids down and singing songs along the path as they go to their kids club. And I thought, you know, I didn't have my kids with me on this one, but I thought this would be absolutely so much fun. Even though they're singing in French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another great thing. You learn a new language.
Yeah, great cultural experience for the kids as well.
Yeah.
And this one was interesting, Mark, because they've teamed up with Cirque du Soleil. And I was talking to a lady, Heidi Kunkel, from the Club Med property. She's CEO for Emerging Markets. And she was talking about why this is so different from any other resort. So Heidi, tell me something about the new project that happened here at OPO and the reason we're here actually today.
So we've been working on renovating the resort in OPO, upgrading the rooms, the facilities, or the restaurant, enhancing the product offering, as we're doing with all of our resorts worldwide, because OPO is a wonderful destination. Being in Provence region, it's a fabulous destination for families, for couples, and also for meetings and events. Here we also created, this is our first resort in Punta Cana, where we implemented the creative concept in partnership with Cirque du Soleil. So in partnership with, we're working in a partnership with Cirque du Soleil, who's also owned by, has a shareholding with Fosun, our shareholders. And it's to be able to create this wonderful experience where, which is really an extension of where we already operate in all of our resorts, and most of our resorts, Club Med, in our Sun Resorts, a circus activities with the trapeze and many different activities, and this is really an extension of that, with a strong partnership to be able to bring this incredible range of activities where people can come here, adults and children can come here and learn and experience this wonderful circus and be trained by the professionals on many different circus activities, so they can learn all these different activities, and in fact it's like putting on your own show at the end of the day. And that's what we do in Club Med as well, is children can come here and learn and then put on the show at the end of the evening. Adults can come here and do all these many different activities. And the things they would not do normally, you know, at home or in a normal resort. You'd never come to a place and have this do the flying trapeze or do this incredible range of activities that you can see. So it's something very special in partnership with a famous brand such as Cirque du Soleil. To really make it a high quality and a high standard of professional sports and activities.
So you're doing somersaults, Andrea, weren't you, when you come out of here, and the flying trapeze?
Would you try it, Mark? Would you try it?
It sounds fun, doesn't it?
It's amazing. I love watching Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, so do I.
I don't think I could do it. Maybe the fear factor, like just hearing the flying trapeze, I was like, uh-oh. But my kids, oh, they'd be right into it.
And they were. I mean, Serena, I saw so many children just being part of the show. And you know, it's I think that's something you don't get everywhere else, anywhere else really. So this is a fabulous thing to have.
So how long ideally would we go to stay in one of these resorts?
Yeah, so like the combination I was talking about, you do a few nights, maybe a 5-night minimum, you know, to really just enjoy the resort and the facilities. Like I said, it's a big one, it's a big resort. They've got tennis, they've got golf, they've got, you know, so many activities. Few nights there, and then maybe 3 or 4 nights on the Riviera. It would be my combination. So about what? 9 or 10 nights?
Yeah.
And you've got top things to do with the kids, top 5 things.
Yeah. Now, one of the interesting things that I did last week was a ride in something called a no-smoke car. Have you heard of something like that?
Well, that sounded it.
Yeah, it's a battery-operated one. You can use it for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And you can basically get into it and just ride around the neighborhood, go into the villages. And that's exactly what we did. So we went into this village called Gourdon, which was right up on the hillside. And absolutely stunning, Mark, because it was on the mountains, you know, and you're driving along and you know into all these trees and past waterfalls.
Wow.
And then you're there in this village and you've got this whole landscape spread out in front of you. Absolutely fabulous. So again, and it was fun because it's colored cars, the green, the blue, and you know, it's like little toy cars almost.
Yeah,
but you can ride them on the roads. It's
Instagram
brilliant.
Shots, Mark. Instagram.
Yeah, and there's a few other villages as well. So there's the village of Izé as well. There's Saint Paul de Vence. So there's quite a few places you can do little day trips to, you know. And there's a Saint Marguerite Island as well, which has a little bit of history. There was the film that was made over there, the Man in the Iron Mask. I think.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's based on that particular place. And I think 3 to 4 days there would give you enough time to go around. There's the city of Grasse, which is one of the biggest cities, that is well known for perfumes, Mark.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to be smelling nice here.
And you know what's interesting? There's an interesting history to this place now. Because when we were staying at the Club Med, we did a course, we did a little class in how to make perfumes.
Right.
And I said, you know, I told the lady that was doing the course, I said, look, I've got 3 daughters. If I go home with 1 bottle of perfume, I'm a dead woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm either doing 3 or I'm doing nothing. So everyone else was sitting with this 1 bottle of perfume and all these little ingredients in front of them. And I was doing it at 3 times the pace. And it was hilarious. They were all laughing at me. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, but I have to do this.
And how did it turn out? What did it smell like?
What did they smell like? Actually, Kazaya has... I brought one back for Kazaya.
Okay.
I forgot. But it was made of lemon and orange.
Yeah, so was it sweet?
I couldn't taste it.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
It was a bit of, a lot of orange and lemon, mandarin, lavender as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was a fun class.
I
but I've never
was.
Made perfume at that speed ever. So I don't recommend it.
Leave me alone.
Travel Mum. Yeah, Andrea Bailey joining us as ever on a Monday afternoon to talk travel with the family in mind. This week, taking us out to the French Riviera. So what are some of the most popular sites, Andrea, that we're going to stumble across where we're out in this part of the world?
Yeah, no, Nice itself is really beautiful. And I know that Keziah has something to say about it, because even though it was a couple of years ago, she still remembers it as being one of the most fun places she's been to.
So, Keziah, what do you remember about it?
I remember that I was shouting at the birds and I didn't want to come down because I was too scared of them. And then we went shopping and then we bought some things. When we were coming back, my mother took a picture of us when you were running. Then we did more shopping.
I'm a good mum.
Yeah. Was that the best bit, Keziah? The shopping? Was that good?
I was bored.
Right then, so you obviously got good memories of this place, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She'd like to go back, I'm sure, for the shopping anyway.
Yeah.
Actually, going back to that history of the perfumes, you know, we were talking about the perfumes earlier as well. It's interesting because that particular city, Grasse, used to be actually a tannery center, and the smell of the leather was so bad that they had to then create something to offset that bad smell.
Right.
And therefore, the perfumes. And it's now the perfume capital of the world. So it's interesting how things develop and, you know, how they're created. But that was really fun to learn about. So,
mm-hmm. What about Monaco and Monte Carlo? What are some of the popular sites there?
Yeah, I mean, need I say any more? You know, you've got the fantastic palace over there. You've got the movies that were filmed over there. It's just when you get there, you have the sense of, you know, splurging and extravagance, and you've got all these yachts in the marina. It's just another plane, you know. So, but it's worth a visit. And it's like a 20-minute ride on the train, if I remember correctly, from Nice.
Yeah.
So it's quite easy to get to, and back. Yeah. Some of the other places I would recommend if you're staying around the Nice area would be Antibes, which is another, you know, really beautiful, city, small town, mm-hmm. I would say.
Yeah.
Lots of winding streets. And I remember they had this little market, you know, like a street market. And this, you know, these antiques that were out on for sale. And, you know, you see these really old chairs and old mirrors. And you just feel like you want to buy it all, you know. But really, just walking through, meandering through those lanes is just another experience in itself. Hey,
As we're taking the family, what about children's activities? Is there much to do around here? Many things going on for the kids?
Now, if you go back to Provence and the Club Med, I don't need to actually go into that in too much detail. We already spoke about it, but there's so many activities there to keep the children busy. If you're outside of Provence and you're in the Nice area, then they do have a marine park, actually, which is called Marineland in that region. And it's a theme park where you've got the animals and you've got shows. So that's something that if you've got the extra time, you can probably pop by, take the kids to it.
And are we going to do anything with Khan? I'm like thinking, yay, film festival.
Yeah. I remember we did the bus, just the hop on, hop off bus, and we just sat on it and we went down the coast. It was just stunning.
Amazing.
To just pass by the place that all these, you know, actors and actresses, the famous people stand on the red carpets and, you know, get their photos taken. That's something you should do. And I remember we stopped at a little toy shop in one of the small lanes, and they picked up these little wooden toys that we had never seen. It was so well handcrafted, so beautifully made. You know, they just had to pick it up. So they still have those with them, you know. So I think just spending a day there is highly recommended.
And when it comes to budgets and, you know, kind of your daily expenditure, what would you say for that?
Yeah, so the all-inclusive resort, you know, you don't need to worry about it because once you've booked it, and I was looking at costings as well, Mark, here, just to get an idea. And for a five-night stay approximately, you're looking at, say, two adults, two children with interconnecting rooms at a costing of about, say, 10,000 dirhams for the 5 nights with everything included. I mean, all of your activities, you have tennis lessons, golf, you have, or, you know, the food, all of that included. I think that's a great deal to start with.
For the four?
Yeah. For the four. And then again, if you're outside and you're just, you know, around, then probably I would say if you're looking at a spend for the child per day, maybe about 80 dirhams, 70 dirhams, you know, just for them to buy trinkets, sweets, whatever, snacks.
De-stressify me now. What am I packing for my kids? How is my packing going to go with this?
Yeah, so the summer, it gets nice. I mean, the weather's great. It's in its 20s, so you don't have to. But you do have to take a lot of sunscreen, I would say, if you're spending time on the beaches or just outdoors. So, yeah, and then pack light. I mean, you don't need to. You've got the direct flights from here. You don't need to worry about things getting misplaced on the way. But, yeah, so that's what I would say. And they do have ski resorts as well. Club Med does have a ski product as well. So if you're in the mountains in the winter, that's a different set of packing that you would need to do. But for the summer, just go a lot with a lot of sunscreen. Great. For sure. Mm-hmm.
And what about, you know, kids actually learning something, especially in Provence?
That's a good question. Yeah, so this, going back to this particular property, you have tennis lessons, you've got golf lessons, and then you've got the Cirque du Soleil as well. And I was talking to I know, I want to go back and do it. You know, I didn't actually get the time to do it this time, Serena. I was I was like, I have to do this. I have to come back and do this. But I was talking to a gentleman called Ludovic, who is in charge of, business development for the Club Med properties in this region. And he had something interesting to say about how involved their employees are with this. Their guests. It's quite interesting.
And I'm here now with Ludovic Lacour, who's in charge of the emerging markets. He's business development for emerging markets here at Club Med OPO. Tell me something about the GOs and the GEs of Club Med, because I know this is different from every other resort I've come across.
Well, GO and GE, that's really the essence of Club Med, because when you go in a Club Med resort, you will interact with a team, and we call them GO, which means gentle organizer, and GE, gentle employee. They're both the staff working at Club Med. You can find them at the reception, at the restaurant, at the sport activities and entertainment. We are over 23,000 GO and GE working for Club Med, coming from different nationalities, over 115 different nationalities. So when you go to Club Med Resort, you will find a way to interact with them in many ways. It could be during sport lesson, it could be for the lunchtime, dinner time, the evening for the show. And that's why it's very unique to come to Club Med versus other hotels, because you interact with us. GO and GE all the time.
And tell me something also about the golf and the tennis here, because that's really special as well for Club Med, isn't it?
Golf and tennis are two of the key sports we do at Club Med, but we have many other sports, because actually Club Med is a worldwide specialized in the sports, over 50 different sports you can practice when you go to Club Med. Very different range, and of course the golf are very something the people are looking for it, and also the tennis. That's why now we have a specific partnership with Lacoste to provide a specific course with professional people in specific weeks. Otherwise, you can come and enjoy a lesson from all the range of level, like from the beginners to the confirmed statue. So that's good also to practice. You have to bring nothing with you. We will give you everything, all the material, and just need to improve it.
So some tennis in the sunshine out at Club Med.
Yeah, I mean, and they have quite a few, like at least four tennis courts, if I remember correctly. Yep, so quite a lot to do there.
Let's just touch on gastronomy and, things that we ought to try while we're out there when it comes to food.
The food, where do I start?
It's always a good place.
Yeah, you just end up putting on a few kilos while you're away, especially in France with all the cheese, you know, and the bread, but just the ratatouille, you know, that has just the vegetables and the herbs, just very fresh. Desserts, you know, Serena, more croissants, your eclairs, your macarons. So, I mean, just brilliant. when it's an all-inclusive restaurant, you've got food all day long. It's kind of like a cruise ship, Mark.
Cruise ship on land.
And you just think, right, I'm going to go. At least that's what I do when I go on a cruise. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go. I'm going to mind my portion sizes. I'm not going to, you know. And then you just go berserk because there's food all the time and everywhere you go.
But it sounds like something like this. You can actually enjoy the food, because I would say that you're going to be very active anyway.
Yes.
Walking and activities, especially if you're staying in Club Med. And
Yeah, that's the great thing about it, because you just can go out and have a walk, you can jog around, you can, you know, do the sports. So yeah, you're right, you can have the best of both. You can eat well and then, you know, go and have a lot of the activities as well.
Have you got a top tip for us?
For Club Med, for an all-inclusive, I would say if you can go with another family, maybe, you know, just
idea.
Travel with friends, because then it just adds to the fun of the experience. But just even if you're just your family by, you know, yourselves, it's a great place to go, I think. Yeah.
And finally, where can we find out all the information about Club Med on your blog?
Yes. Yes, thank you, Mark. Yes, on beyondavisit.com and also on Insta Stories on Instagram. So Beyond a Visit.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.